friendship sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Psalm 103, verse 1 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name." And all God's people said, "Amen." That's right. Hey, happy Thursday. Good to see you. Here we are. Hopefully you're enjoying the nicer weather. I do have to say, I do love the warmer temperatures. I'm not a big fan of scraping ice off of my windshield. And yeah, those days are long gone for a while, at least, right? Hey, it's Joey Kroll with you. I hope you're having yourself a great week. We're wrapping it up tomorrow, of course, is Friday. Last week was just a busy, busy week for me. Had a chance to go up to Chicago. My mother had surgery to remove some cancer, so we were there at University of Chicago Hospital, and I will tell you, traffic everywhere. I mean, I spent, I think, about 3 or 4 days there. I mean, anytime I went on the road, traffic. You had to wait. Traffic. Traffic. And I spent most of my life in Chicago, and I think this last visit, I was done with traffic. Just officially done. But, yeah, great surgery. I appreciate your prayers. I mentioned that just a little bit last week. And, you know, it's so neat how the Lord works. I have to share this pretty cool God story with you. As I was driving up, I was praying, "Lord, I'm going to be in a hospital, a lot of brokenness there. Let me be sensitive to your leading." And that was really my prayer as I was driving up in traffic. But my last day there, I was in the hospital room with my mom, and she shared a room in the hospital, and there was another person there, and they had like a curtain over it, so you couldn't really see the person, but it was a woman, and she was in pain. I just felt the Lord just kind of stir me and say, "Go over there and talk to her. Go over there and pray for her. Go there and talk about the Lord." And I was just kind of contemplating and saying, "Lord, I mean, she's hurting in pain right now. The last thing she wants to hear is somebody tell her that she's a sinner and that she needs Jesus, you know." And that just sounds horrible when you say it out loud like that. But that's the type of conversations we have with the Lord. And I'm like, "Lord, you're doing something spiritual here, and I'm looking in the natural." So I got up. Tell you what, I had this like mulling it over with the Lord for about 30 minutes. So I finally got up in obedience, praise the Lord. And I went over there and took her hand and asked her, "Hey, can I pray for you?" I just felt the Lord just wanted me to pray for you. I'm just being obedient. I know this is weird. And she said, "This is not weird at all. I sing in the choir church every Sunday, and me and my family attend church and worship the Lord. But I prayed for her, and it was great." And well, all that to say, I sat down, and there was my mom. She looked over at me, and she said, "You know, Joey, I had a dream just last week that you were going to do that. That thing you just did there, I had a dream that you were going to do that." Just baffled me. And so, you know, it just goes to show you the Lord's doing more than what we can see, because here's the cool thing. I stepped out in obedience. I prayed for a young lady, but somebody reminded me that my mother's faith was probably strengthened through all of that as well. God is good. So, you know, sometimes God does a lot of things behind the scenes that we can't see, we don't understand, because we're looking at the natural, right? So that's my God story, God moment there. But yeah, we got to be obedient. I know, as awkward and uncomfortable as it may be, God's doing more than what the human eye can see. Amen. Yeah. Hey, God is on the move here at Great News Radio. Lots of stuff taking place here in the next several weeks and months. Our bus trip to the Moody Church in Chicago, jam-packed, full, signed up. I mean, that got filled really quick. But we are taking a couple of names, though, to be put on a waiting list, just in case an opportunity may open up for somebody who can't go. But we are getting excited for the Ivan Parker Singing Men concert coming up next month, Saturday, June the 11th, 7 p.m., First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. Ivan Parker, along with the Singing Men of GNN. If you remember, Ivan came last year did a dynamic job, wonderful voice, such a great time of just fellowship and worship that night. He's coming back. General open seating, $10 when you pre-register, or you can take advantage of the Artist Circle reserve seating and meet and greet with Ivan before the concert. That's $25. But if you prefer to pay at the door the day of, it'll be $15 right there at the door. You can, again, pre-register at our website, greatnewsradio.org. There you'll see an opportunity to click on the Ivan Parker Singing Men concert registration link right there. Or you can just give us a call if you're not savvy with internet stuff. You can just give us a call in the office. We'll set you up here. 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. And the other bus tour that we're taking to the state capitol in Springfield, half full. Franklin Graham coming to the state capitol in Springfield for his Decision America Tour prayer rally. We're taking a bus trip there bright and early, 9 a.m. Tuesday, June 14th. Cost is $20. That includes the transportation, the snacks, and of course, heading there to Springfield as well. And Franklin Graham, he's going to be sharing the gospel. So this is a great opportunity to be praying ahead of time as well. But if you're interested, we're going to be departing from the Marketplace Mall in Champaign, 9 a.m. sharp, again, Tuesday, June 14th. If you want details on that, again, that too is at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And there also you'll find details about our trip to Israel coming up in February 2017. Again, all that and more at greatnewsradio.org or at 217-367-7777. Whew. Lots of stuff happening here in the next couple of weeks and months. Well, coming up here in a few moments, we're going to take a look at the book of Numbers, and we're going to talk about how God can redeem our critical spirit. Whew, it's going to be a good study, though, today. Stick around right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Oh, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. All praise to Him who reigns above in majesty supreme, who gave Himself for man to die that he might man redeem. Oh, blessed be the name, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
I once was lost, but now.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name.
Blessed be the name.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Precious name,
oh how sweet,
oh how sweet,
hope of earth and joy.
Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the blessed name of Christ our Lord.
Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends on this Thursday. It's Joey with you. And, you know, I'll tell you what, criticism has sunk to a whole new level in recent years. Thanks to social media, people can make critical comments online that they would never say to someone's face. It's easy to criticize from a distance, right? You could hide behind the computer screen. And as a result of that, people have become just downright mean-spirited in their speech. You know, it's easy to embrace a critical spirit. It really is. I mean, I know in my life it's easy just to walk down that path, you know, because it's an easier road to take, right? You know, it's hardwired in our fallen nature when we compare ourselves with others, our own sense of insecurity wants to bring others down to lift us up, to make us feel better, right? Well, as we will see today in the example of Miriam from the book of Numbers, we damage lives, including our own, when we criticize others. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Numbers chapter 12. As today, we're going to talk about freed from a critical spirit, how God can redeem a critical spirit. Numbers chapter 12, we're going to look at most of the verses in this chapter here. It says, Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses because of his Cushite wife, for he had married a Cushite. Has the Lord spoken only through Moses, they asked? Hasn't he also spoken through us? And the Lord heard this. Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else in the face of the earth. At once the Lord said to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, come out to the tent of meeting, all three of you. So the three of them went out. Then the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud. He stood at the entrance to the tent and summoned Aaron and Miriam. When the two of them stepped forward, he said, listen to my words. When there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, reveal myself to them in visions. I speak to them in dreams. But this is not true of my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. With him I speak face to face, clearly and not in riddles. He sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? The anger of the Lord burned against them, and he left them. When the cloud lifted from the tent, Miriam's skin was leprous. It became as white as snow. Aaron turned toward and saw that she had a defiling skin disease. And he said to Moses, please, my Lord, I ask you not to hold against us the sin we have foolishly committed. And verse 13 says, so Moses cried out to the Lord, please, God, heal her. The Lord replied to Moses, if her father had spit in her face, would she not have been in disgrace for 7 days? Confine her outside the camp for 7 days. After that, she can be brought back. So Miriam was confined outside the camp for 7 days, and the people did not move on till she was brought back. Wow, I'll tell you what, lots of stuff in that passage there in Numbers chapter 12. You know, God called Moses to a pretty big task. Moses not only led the Israelites out of Egypt and out of the bondage there in Egypt, but he also led them through the desert to the end of the promised land, a task that would ultimately take 40 years. Through it all, his two older siblings, Miriam and Aaron, served beside him. And in this passage that we just read, Miriam and Aaron verbally criticized Moses because of his wife. Now, theologians will tell you, there's a debate there. Was it his wife Zipporah, or did he get remarried or whatnot? And we're not really sure. Either way, their complaint concerned the woman's ethnic background. It appears that they weren't happy with her and they weren't happy with Moses for marrying her. But if you look a little deeper, a little bit beyond the surface, there's a little bit more to the dilemma than what this eye can really see. Because the real issue came out in verse 2. Has the Lord spoken only through Moses, they asked? Hasn't he also spoke through us? See, their dislike of Moses' wife was only a facade, a smokescreen that covered their true motivations. At the core, Miriam was jealous. She was comparing herself with her brother. Moses was God's mouthpiece. Think about this. Moses was God's mouthpiece. He had the platform. He had the prominence. He was also the miracle worker on a first name basis with God. And he met with him face to face. All eyes were on Moses. But what about Miriam? Maybe she felt slighted by God. I don't know. He hadn't lifted her to a place of respect and honor like her brother Moses that she felt like she deserved. She says, hasn't he also spoke through us? In essence, she was asking, what about me, God? Have you ever been to a place like that? If you have, you understand. You and I both understand, if we've ever been to a place like that, how easy it is to walk down that critical street and start criticizing. Because deep down inside, it makes us feel better. Miriam may have felt maybe she had all the good qualities of a good leader. But Moses had something she didn't: humility. Verse 3 says, Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. That's saying something, really. It may have been that Miriam's cynicism toward her brother was fueled by Moses' humility. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud here. God was doing great things with Moses, yet he acted as if he was unaware of his giftedness. Let me tell you what, there's no room for humility in a critical heart. Really, there's not. There's not. Deep down inside, we both know there's not. There's not. Look at verse 4. Verse 4 in this passage gives me flashbacks from being called to the principal's office like in 7th grade. Look at this in verse 4. It says, at once the Lord said to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, come out to the tent of meeting, all three of you. Flashbacks, right? No kidding. God was not pleased. He wasn't pleased. God will not tolerate a critical spirit. He won't. He confronted Miriam, and he corrected her thinking and her attitude towards her brother. Then he disciplined her. Look at verse 10. When the cloud lifted from above the tent, Miriam's skin was leprous. It became as white as snow. You know, there's always a price to pay for nursing a critical spirit. And not just for the people we hurt with our jealousy and criticism, we also pay the price ourselves. Granted, it's not likely that we'll be stricken with leprosy today as a punishment, yet we may be more similar to Miriam than we realize. See, when a person developed a skin disease in the Israelite community, he or she was separated from the rest of the people, isolated. When we're critical of others, it grieves the Holy Spirit, Ephesians chapter 4, by the way, who calls us to be kind and compassionate, which causes a break in our fellowship with God. Plus, who wants to be around somebody who has a critical spirit? And in this sense, here in Numbers chapter 12, we see a critical spirit that comes that is rooted in sin. It's rooted in sin. It's rooted out of jealousy. You know, criticism can come out of bitterness. It can come out of a heart of envy. I mean, it can be rooted in sin. That's the type of criticism we're talking about today in Numbers chapter 12. But here's the cool thing, though. God struck Miriam with a skin disease, but his purpose was to discipline, not to condemn. Did you get that today? This is important. This is the big part of our study right here. God struck Miriam with a skin disease, but his purpose was to discipline her, not condemn her. Aaron confessed in verse 11, identifying what he and Miriam had done was a sin, and he pleaded for her deliverance. Moses also prayed, God, please heal her, in verse 13. Fortunately for Miriam, God responded. It's not clear if the healing was immediate or took however many days. Regardless, Miriam's condition was not a fatal one. It was not even a final one. Her condition of leprosy was not final. Miriam was confined for a season outside of the camp, according to Leviticus 13. That's what they had to do when they had leprosy. But she was eventually restored and reunited with her family. Here's the cool thing. This is how awesome our God really is. In Micah chapter 6, verse 4, God is talking here. Totally different passage. God says in Micah chapter 6, verse 4, I brought you up out of Egypt and redeemed you from the land of slavery. I sent Moses to lead you, also Aaron and Miriam. Did you get that today? Ultimately, Miriam was remembered among the Israelites for her leadership, not for her critical spirit. She wasn't remembered, according to Micah chapter 6, verse 4, for her critical spirit. She was remembered for her leadership. Just as Miriam's failure in this area was not the final word, neither does it have to be in our lives. Friend, God can redeem us from even a critical spirit. So how do we respond? How do we respond? Let me encourage you today. Watch who you're hanging out with. 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, "Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character." Watch who you're hanging out with. Also, watch how you talk about other people. This is a hard one. Keep track of your words and your attitude of your heart when you're commenting on other people, their successes and maybe their failures or their lifestyle. Watch how you talk about them. Guard the words of your mouth. Guard your heart from falling down that trap. You know, we can speak the truth in love. Words that encourage build others up, and it can lead them to the gospel of Christ. Like most people in today's world, you regularly encounter the critical spirits of others, yet you don't have to give in to that criticism. You can resist the damage and move away from a critical spirit by humbly seeking God, just as Moses did on behalf of his sister Miriam. Thank you so much for listening today here on this Thursday. My name is Joey Kroll. You can always catch up with me. I'd love to hear from you. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. Again, that's Joey, J-O-E-Y, @greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up tomorrow, Mark and Jason in the studio for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Looking forward to that for sure. 7:32 a.m. tomorrow morning. Until next time, friend, just remember that as you go about here on this Thursday, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.